Okay, so for tonight, wanted to discuss a piece from the Torah Tuma that has to do with the story in this week's parsha in Mishpatim, a story about what happens if someone injures a pregnant woman. Pasuk says in Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Beis, V'chi natzu anashim nagfu isha hara, if there are men who are fighting and they collide, if they bump into a pregnant woman, v'yatzu yiladeha, and she miscarries because of it, lo yeh ason, but there is no ason, and we're going to see in a second what that word means. So the pasuk continues, anosh yeh enesh, they will surely be punished, kasher yashis alav bal ha'isha, v'nasan bifli lim, as the husband of the woman will cause a certain assessment to be assessed against this person who caused the damage, and he'll have to pay based on the judges, in accordance with the judgment. Then the next pasuk, pasuk of Gimel, says, "V'im ason yihyeh," but if there is a ason, then we say, "V'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh," then he has to replace the life. So it seems that, from the context already, it seems that the word ason means that someone dies. And therefore, the punishment is nefesh tachas nefesh, we have to replace the life. But the Torah Tuma quotes from the Mechilta on this phrase, v'im ason yihyeh, ein ason ela misa. The word ason means misa, means death. V'af pisha in raya ledavar zecha ledavar. And even though there's no clear proof to this, there's a hint to this notion that ason refers to misa. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, in Parshas Miketz, v'karahu ason. When Yaakov is worried to send Binyamin down to Mitzrayim with the rest of the brothers, he says that he doesn't want him to go because he's worried that if he'll go, v'karahu ason, there will be an ason that will happen to him, which seems to mean that he will die. And this understanding of the word ason to mean misa is also supported by the Unklus here in Mishpatim, as it's Unklus translates the word on the pasuk, v'im ason yihyeh, v'im osa yihyeh, if there will be a death, if there will be a fatality. But the Torah Tuma picks up on this phrase in the Mechilta, which is a phrase that we find in several drushas of Chazal, whether in the Gemara or in the Medrash, like in the Mechilta and Sifrei. So we have this phrase, v'af al pisha in ra'il adavar, zeich adavar, that even though we're bringing a law here, even if we're talking about a halacha, we try to bring a source, support from scripture, but if it's not a clear proof, so we say, v'af al pisha in ra'il adavar, zeich adavar. We can still bring scripture as a hint to the law that we're talking about. But in this case, the question is, what exactly is the issue? Why is it not a raya ledavar? Why is it not a full-fledged proof? So the Torah Tuma explains, Masha Amar Zech ledavar, Demasha Masha Ein Zeh Raya Gemura, the fact that the Medrash, the Mechilta, says that this pasuk that we have in Parshas Miketz with Yaakov speaking about Binyamin is not a full, it's only a zeichel dever, which implies that it's not a full proof. He explains, Eishafarish mishim diyesh svara lomar, that there's a reason to say that Yaakov michibaso hayesera lebinyamin, because of his extra special love that he had for Binyamin, chashash gam le'eza ason, shehu af lo ason misa. He was worried even about an accident that would happen, which would not be an accident of death. In other words, the simple understanding is that Yaakov is worried that he's going to die. Short of that, what is Yaakov worried about? But the Torah Tuma was explaining that it could be that specifically because Yaakov had an extreme love for Binyamin, he's worried that he should even get hurt a little bit, even if he wouldn't die. So therefore, that's what the Mechilta means when it says that there's no conclusive proof from the fact that he said, v'karahu ason, that Yaakov said that maybe an ason will happen to him. In that context, could be that Yaakov was not speaking about the most extreme type of accident, that there would even be a death, but even if Even if Binyamin would merely get harmed, that was something that Yaakov did not want to happen. So the Tartimah continues, and he asks the question, and this is really what we want to get into, the usage of this phrase, and what exactly does it mean? So Tartimah says, when we can't sarach ian, the mashakas of Rashi v'ran, v'sigat the perakama de besachim, and from this medrash in Mechilta, we have a question that has to be dealt with regards to what Rashi and the Ran say towards the beginning of Pesachim in the first parak. What do they say there? The lashon ve'afal pisha in ra'el davar zechel davar. When we use this phrase ve'afal pisha in ra'el davar zechel davar, amrina rak hecha shaharaya hi medivrei kabbalah v'lo medivrei Torah. We only use this phrase. We only find this phrase is used that we say that something that a verse from scripture is not a complete proof, but it's only a hint. That's when the verse is coming from Divrei Kabbalah, which refers to Neviim or Ksuvim, as opposed to Divrei Torah, as opposed to coming from the Chamishei Chumshei Torah. So the Tartimah asks, "V'halo hacha amar lashon zeh af baraya medivrei Torah?" But in this case, the Mechilta is using this phrase, "V'alfa pisha in ra'el dever zeh ledever," when it's bringing a proof, or it's when it's trying to bring somewhat of a proof, which it says is only a zeh ledever, it's bringing from the verse in Parshas Miketz. That's in the Torah. That's not Divrei Kabbalah. So he says, "V'tzarach in." So this is a problem. And he says, "V'ayim b'inyan zeh le'el b'parshas bo." He says, look what we wrote on Pasuk in Parshas Bo, on the Pasuk Seor Le'Metzev Vatechem. So we have to go to that piece in Tartimima, where he says the following. It says, Perek Yud Beis, Parshas Bo, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Tes, says the following: Shivas Yemen, Seor Lo Yimetzev Vatechem. It's talking about the holiday of Pesach, and it says that for 7 days, you should not find any seor, any leavened products, in your house. So we don't have to read the rest of the pasuk. That's what it says. So we have this imperative that we should make sure that we don't have any seor, any chametz really, that it should not be found in the house. So, in this context, the Gemara says the following. The Gemara in Pesachim, towards the beginning of Pesachim, says that we know the famous mitzvah that we do before Pesach is to check our house to make sure we don't have chametz, bedikas chametz. So, the Gemara teaches, or labar asar, on the night of the 14th, bodkenes hachametz l'or haner, we check the house for chametz using the light of a candle. Because the light of a candle is good for checking. And the Gemara says, V'afa pisha in ra'el adavar zeh ledavar. Even though we don't have a clear proof for this, but there's a hint to this. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Parshas Bo that we just read, Sor lo yimatse, you should not find sor. So we're talking about finding things. So it says, V'ksiv, Parshas Miketz again. This is towards the end of Miketz, after Binyamin went down and he was being framed for taking the goblet of Yosef. So it says, Vaychapes. They went and they searched the bags. Vagadol Hechel Vakaton Kila. They started with the eldest brother, and they finished with the youngest brother, Binyamin. Vayimatse, and they found it. So it has the same word, Vayimatse, as we have in our Pasuk, Seor Loyimatse. And so, but it also used that word vaychapes, that they searched. Uksiv, and it says the pasuk in Sefania, hechapes is Yisraelayim baneiros. So again, we have this phrase of chipus, this term of searching, and over there it says explicitly baneiros. So by putting together these two pasukim, the pasuk from Sefania together with the pasuk from Miketz, it emerges that to do a search to make sure that you don't have seor lo yimatzei. So the proper way to find things, to look for things, or to make sure things aren't found, is through the candle, through the Neros. So that's what the Gemara says in Psachim, on Daf, I think it's Zayin Amud Beis. And on that drasha, the Torah Tmima says something interesting. He says that he quotes Rashi there. That Rashi says, Perish Rashi de lechein amr zechel dever. The reason why it says zechel dever in this context is mipnei shirai gemura lesa, because this is not a complete raya. The divrei Torah medivrei Kabbalah lo yafinan. So this is in fact what the Rashi says. Chen kasev aran. So let's just read the Rashi inside now that we are coming to the actual source of Rashi in the Gemara in Psachim. So Rashi, again, we talked about what the Gemara in Psachim is talking about, that it's a zechel dever to know that we should do bedikas chametz with candle, specifically with a candle. So it says, Rashi says, zechel dever kedip parshinan, as it's explained, v'hashtem afarshi kroi hecha. And now the Gemara will continue to show the different psukim which are involved to show this hint, this zechel dever. So he says, "V'raya mamish lasa, ela asmachta ba'alma." But it's not a complete proof. It's just an asmachta. This is a term that's used when we don't have a drasha gemura. It's not a complete, full-fledged drasha, a proper drasha. It's just an asmachta. It's a hint of some kind. And Rashi says, "Why is it only an asmachta in this case? The divrei Torah medivrei Kabbalah ninhu." Because this is a case where it's divrei Torah medivrei Kabbalah. Now, in this case, the Torah Tamima in Parshas Bo goes on to say how he explains why that it's only really a Gilui Milsa, because it's really not teaching me. It's not teaching me a law. It's just telling me that there's this idea that checking with a candle is really good, and we have a Gilui Milsa that it's good to check with candles. So he doesn't think that this is a full-fledged halacha. So he doesn't understand what Rashi is referring to. How could Rashi employ this notion that divrei Torah midivrei Kabbalah lo yafinan? That's the phrase that we're used to, which generally means that we don't learn Torah laws from psukim in Navi or Ksuvim. So he says, the Torah Tamima there writes, "Vim kein mashayach kan divrei Torah medivrei Kabbalah lo yafinan." Why is Rashi using this phrase, "Divrei Torah medivrei Kabbalah lo yafinan"? Kidem asinu svara kaza baba kama beis on beis, as we find explicitly in Baba Kama beis on beis, where the Gemara there says, "V'chi tamed divrei Torah medivrei Kabbalah lo yafinan, v'chi hai melef hu gilu milsa ba'amahu." So the context of the Gemara there in Baba Kama, It's only trying to teach a Gilui Milsa. It wasn't trying to teach a halacha there. The Gemara explicitly says that since it's not teaching a full halacha, so it's not a problem to have divrei Torah and divrei Kabbalah. Alma heichad the heavy Gilui Milsa yafinan divrei Torah and divrei Kabbalah. So the Torah Tamima doesn't understand why Rashi is using this phrase divrei Torah and divrei Kabbalah to explain why it's a zechel dever in a case where the drasha doesn't seem to be teaching a halacha anyway. It's only teaching you a certain idea, but not really a halacha per se. So to teach the idea that it's nice to check with candles, that we have an idea in scripture that we should check with candles. So that's that you could learn from even psukim in Navi or Ksuvim. So therefore, he doesn't understand why Rashi uses this phrase. So the Torah Tamima goes on to explain that really, we're not going to get into it right now, but basically he goes on to explain how really, in that context, the idea of Gilui Milsa maybe applies only when it's something which on its own made sense, but something where it doesn't actually, you wouldn't expect it, and logic doesn't necessarily work out that way. So in this case, let's say the logic would dictate that maybe you would think it's better to check in the daylight. Maybe daylight's better. So to but to say that you should dafka check at nighttime with a candle, so that's maybe counterintuitive. You wouldn't expect that. So therefore, you would need a full limud. It's not just a gilui milsa. Maybe it's more than that, and therefore you need a full milsa. You would need a full limud rather, and therefore Rashi says, okay, in order to have a full limud, then we need to abide by the rule that divrei Torah and divrei Kabbalah lo yafinun. And then the Torah Tumimah interestingly ends off with this, with the last comment that you should know that Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos, they explain that whenever the Gemara uses the phrase afal pi she'ein ra'ah l'davar zeich l'davar, that means to say that there's that's ein mochiach l'gamrei ela b'miksas, meaning that the proof is not conclusive. And it's not that it's an issue of divrei Kabbalah, it's just the fact that it's not a conclusive proof. And he goes on, the Torah continues, that in this case of the proof that the Gemara Pesachim is bringing about checking with the candle from the Pesachim of Binyamin and also the Pasuk saying Echapesis Yerushalayim v'Anei Ros, so that's also a case where it's not so. It's not such a conclusive proof, and he explains why. But what's interesting about this, the Torah Tumimah's analysis of Rashi, is that it seems that he made a fatal mistake. And that is that, in fact, obviously, first of all, his point that he makes that we have a problem with Rashi, that Rashi, according to the Torah Tumimah, seems to imply that you cannot use, that the reason why we say Af pi she'ein ra'ah l'davar zeich l'davar is because is when a pasuk comes from Kabbalah, when it comes from Navi or Ksuvim. So that's the way he understood the Rashi in Baba Kama. Sorry, the Rashi in Pesachim. So therefore, he asks our pasuk in Mishpatim, which says that the word ason would mean death, and it brings a proof from the pasuk in Mikes that Yaakov was worried that Binyamin shouldn't go down to Mitzrayim because there might be an ason. So Torah Tumimah says it's a problem with Rashi and the Ran that if they say that we only have a problem of Af pi she'ein ra'ah l'davar zeich l'davar when a pasuk comes from Kabbalah, but in that case the pasuk is coming from Parshas Mikates, it's coming from a pasuk in the Torah. So the truth is that there are many places where we find that Chazal bring proof from Divrei Torah, and it uses this phrase Af pi she'ein ra'ah l'davar zeich l'davar. We find the Gemara in Bavli. In Shabbos Kuflam Dalam Beis, the Gemara there teaches that the third day of Mila is most difficult, and it brings a pasuk Vayhi b'yom ha'shishi b'yisam ko'avim, the story with the Anshei Shechem, that after Shimon and Levi went in, that after they had all the men circumcise themselves, and Shimon and Levi went in on the third day b'yisam ko'avim when they were weak. So you have a hint to this notion from a pasuk in Vayishlach. And then the Gemara also brings in Mavi Katan, Tazayin Amud Aleph, that the Gemara learns that Ein Nezifa Pachos Mizayin Yamim, that rebuke is only seven, is no less than 7 days. And the source that the Gemara brings, again using the phrase Af Pi She'ein Ra'ah L'davar Zeich L'davar, is a pasuk that we have regarding Miriam, that the pasuk says after Miriam spoke ill about Moshe. So Hashem was upset, and in that context, the pasuk says, "V'yaviha yarok." So we learn from there that nezifa, a rebuke, is no less than 7 days. Again, it's bringing a pasuk from the Torah, from the Chumash Torah, and we also find the Gemara Nida. And Chesam Beis, the Gemara brings a proof that when the Gemara says that there's one opinion that a woman is there's certain halachos which are apply when a woman is hukar ubra, when she's when it's noticeable that she's pregnant. So there's one opinion that is after 3 months. And the Gemara says Vav pi she'ein ra'ah l'davar zeich l'davar, brings a pasuk Vayehi kimshosh chadashim. And it says that it was after 3 months. That's a pasuk that's written by Tamar, after the story of Tamar and Yehuda. So Yehuda impregnated Tamar, and the pasuk says after 3 months, it was when around 3 months that people realized that she was pregnant. So again, it would seem that there are places where the Gemara definitely uses the phrase "Val pishin rav davar zech ladavar," even when it's bringing psukim from the Torah itself, from Chamishei Chumshei Torah. And interestingly, the Gemara needed there, on that last case that we just mentioned, that it says Vayikim Shosh Chadashim, to support the position that it's after 3 months that we say a woman is hukka ubra, that she's noticed to be pregnant. So the Gemara itself asks that why isn't this considered a raya gemura? Why are you saying it's only a zeich ledever? Say it's a full raya. So the Gemara says, well, it's not necessarily a full raya because it's possible that a woman might be only pregnant for 7 months instead of 9 months. So maybe there's a difference between 3 months or a third of the pregnancy. So it's not so clear that it's 3 months always. It could be a third of the pregnancy. So therefore, it's not a conclusive proof. But the Gemara itself asked that question. So of course, how could Rashi not know these cases in the Gemara? And specifically in the Gemara Nida, the Gemara itself seems to pick up on the fact that the reason why it's only a zeich ledever is because, like the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah say, because the proof is that conclusive. But it's not because the psukim come from Divrei Kabbalah. So it would seem difficult to assume that that's what Rashi means. And in fact, if you really look a little bit more carefully at what Rashi says in Psachim, Rashi just says that in this case, it's an asmachta ba'ama, the Divrei Torah medivrei Kabbalah ninu. Because in this case, it's Divrei Torah medivrei Kabbalah. But Rashi never really said that as a rule, the phrase, this notion of Av Pishin Raya Ledever Zeich Ledever, is always said when the pasuk comes from Kabbalah. Rashi never said that, which seems to be the way Tar Tamima understood Rashi's language. Rashi didn't actually say that. Rashi just said that the reason why in this case it's a zeich ledever is because it's divrei Torah and divrei Kabbalah. But really, I would go even further. I would say that the truth is that if we look, we find that Rashi, in other places, even when the Gemara, let's say, is bringing proofs from Psukim in Kabbalah, from Psukim in Navi or in Ksuvim, so there are many places where the Gemara uses the phrase "Al Pishin Raya Davar Zeich Ledever," and in only a few of them, Rashi makes a comment to explain why it's not a Raya Ledever; it's only a Zeich Ledever. Now, of course, according to the Torah Tamima, you would expect that Rashi would say, oh, in all those cases, the reason why it's not a Raya Ledever, it's only a Zeich Ledever, is because Divrei Kabbalah. But we don't find that Rashi ever says that as an explanation. In fact, Rashi in Sota, on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, where the Gemara uses the phrase, Av Pishin Raya Ledever, Zeich Ledever, Rashi there explains that he gives a different explanation why it's a Zeich Ledever. He doesn't explain that it's because it's from Divrei Kabbalah. We also find in Baba Basra on Daf Tesamad Aleph, the Gemara there also uses the phrase Al Pishin Rav Dever Zeich Ledever and brings a pasuk. And over there again, Rashi explains why the pasuk is not really talking exactly about what the Gemara was talking about. The Gemara is talking about Gabei Tzedaka, and the Gemara is talking about the Gemara is talking about Gabei Tzedaka, and the pasuk is talking about Gizbri Hegdish. So it's not exactly the same. So that's why it's not a Rai Ledever. The Gemara brings a proof from a pasuk, but the pasuk isn't talking exactly the same case as the Gemara. So therefore, it's not a Raya Ledever. Rashi didn't say that the reason why it's not a Raya Ledever is because it's from Divrei Kabbalah. And also, we find in other places as well, Timura, Chavtes Amad Beis, again, Rashi explains why it's not a full Raya, it's only a Zeich Ledever. But in that case, again, the Gemara is bringing a proof from Divrei Kabbalah, and Rashi doesn't say the reason why it's not a Raya Ledever. The reason why it's not a full proof is because it's from Divrei Kabbalah. Rashi gives a specific reason along the lines that Rabbeinu Yonah explained, that Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah explained, that it's not a Raya Ledever because the proof isn't conclusive, but not because it's Divrei Kabbalah. So we really have to go back and look at this Rashi again It seems that the Tarei Tamima may be misunderstood what Rashi meant. When Rashi says in Psachim that the Gemara in Psachim is not a the case when we're trying to bring a proof that once you check with the light of a candle, that's not a Rayal Dever, it's only a Zichla Dever, and brings a proof from the fact that it says Seor Lo Yimatzei, and we find by when they did the search to look for the silver goblet, it says that they searched Vayichapes, and then that they found it. They found it in the bag of the youngest one, and then it says the same word of Echapes is Yushalayim Ben Yeros. So in that case, Rashi says it's only a Zeichel Dever, it's only an Asmachta, the Divrei Torah Medivrei Kabbalah Ninhu. And I want to point out that Rashi never actually said that he never used the full phrase Divrei Torah Medivrei Kabbalah Lo Yalfinan. He just says the Divrei Torah Medivrei Kabbalah Ninhu. And what I want to suggest is that maybe Rashi never said that this is a violation of the principle of Divrei Torah Medivrei Kabbalah Lo Yalfinan. Perhaps because, like the Gemara in Bava Kamma, at the beginning of Bava Kamma points out that there's no problem of learning from Divrei Kabbalah when it's only Gilui Milsa. But Rashi just said, Divrei Torah Medivrei Kabbalah Ninhu. This is a case where it's Divrei Torah Medivrei Kabbalah. And what I wanted to suggest is that the way this proof works is that we're combining, it's like a string of words from one to the next, combining a Pasuk in Torah together with a Pasuk in Navi. So therefore, once you're starting to combine a pasuk from Torah with a pasuk and Navi, and you're building up the proof, requires you to put together pasukim from Torah and Navi together. So that already is not that's not a real drasha anymore. That's only an esmachta, and we have to see whether or not that's really true throughout Shas. Whether or not we never find that we make a drasha gemura that combines a gzeirah shava of words in the Torah together with words in Navi and so on. So we have to see whether or not that's in fact true. But perhaps in this case, since we're starting off with a pasuk in the Torah, so earlier might say, then we're connecting that with Vayichapes Bagadol Hechil Vakaton Kila Vayimatzei. So again, we linked up through the word Matzei, we linked up the word so earlier might say with the pasuk of Vayichapes. Then we go ahead and we continue to connect the words Vayichapes with the word Vayichapes in Sefania, Echapes is Yushalayim Vaneiros. So when we're trying to string together these psukim, so Rashi says, it's only an asmachta, the Divrei Torah and Divrei Kabbalah Ninhu. This is putting together Divrei Torah together with Divrei Kabbalah, and therefore, it's not a full drasha, it's not a real drasha. Maybe that's all Rashi means. Rashi never said it was a violation of the principle of Divrei Torah and Divrei Kabbalah, Le'al Finan. And if this suggestion is correct, then this will also answer others who asked on this Rashi, and specifically the Pnei Yoshua on the Gemara Psachim and Zayin Amud Beis, he also points out that there's a question from this Rashi, and we're not going to go through it now, but if you want to look up the Pnei Yoshua, it's on Psachim and Zayin Amud Beis on that Rashi, on the Rashi in Psachim. So he asked the question from Bava Kamma, Beis Amud Beis, that by Gilui Milsa Lechora, it's not a problem to learn from Divrei Kabbalah. But again, according to our suggestion, the Rashi wasn't talking about the Gemara Baba Kamma. This Rashi has nothing to do with the principle of Divrei Torah and Divrei Kabbalah Le'afinu. And Rashi is just saying that when you make a drasha combining psukim together with psukim from combining psukim from Torah with psukim from Navi, so that's not a drasha gemura, and therefore it's not going to be a Raya Dever. It's only a Zeichel Dever.